Jaina lowered the canopy and fired the engines, then slipped through the containment field and swung toward the stern, hanging tight beneath the asteroid tug to avoid silhouetting herself against the milky glow of Ashtiri's cloud. With the Rockhound's sensor suite temporarily disabled, any worthy captain would maneuver around behind the huge tug, then launch a first salvo from as close as possible, straight down the thrust nozzles. Even at full acceleration, clearing the Rockhound took longer than Jaina would have liked. The asteroid tug was nearly 2 kilometers long, with a white carbon-scorched belly pocked by rows of bantha-sized tractor beam projection wells. Around the perimeter dangled dozens of telescoping stabilizer legs, 200 meters long, even fully retracted. The stern of the ship was obscured by the glow of an efflux trail so enormous and bright that Jaina felt like she was flying into a comet's tail. Finally, the canopy's blast tinting darkened. Jaina dropped the nose of the Stealth X and shot away from the Rockhound, counting on the brilliance of the vessel's huge efflux spray to blind distant eyes to the silhouette of a departing starfighter. "Okay, Rowdy," Jaina said, addressing her astromech droid by the new nickname she had given him. "Bring up the passive scanners and prep the shadow bombs." A long whistle of inquiry filled the cockpit, and Jaina looked down to see a question scrolling across the primary display.
"Shadow bombs? What did Captain Calrissian say to you?"
"This is no time for jokes, Rowdy," Jaina said. "Besides, your humor protocol is lame. Who installed it anyway?"
Rowdy replied with a mocking tweedle.
"I will never tell,"
Jaina chuckled. It was already an old joke between them, since she herself was the one who had designed and installed the protocol. During a recent bout of melancholy over ending her engagement to Jagged Fell, she had decided to spend a little downtime pursuing what had been one of her favorite teenage passions, tinkering with stuff. The result had been a new humor routine for her astromech droid, and one that had the unexpected benefit of reversing the R9 series' tendency to self-enhance their preservation routines. The bolder version was a definite improvement, at least to Jaina's way of thinking. But she still had not decided whether the lame jokes were a reflection of her rusty programming skills or a subconscious effort to echo the bad jokes her brother Jason used to tell back on Yavin 4, before he became Darth Kydus, and she became his executioner. An alert chime sounded from the cockpit speakers, and another message rolled across the display screen.
"Bogey's coming fast."
The screen switched to a tactical map, showing 3 generic StarCraft symbols speeding toward the Rockhound's tail. A fourth symbol, hanging at the top of the display, was not approaching at all.
"That doesn't look like a turbo laser assault in the making," Jaina observed. "Rowdy, how sure are you of your sensors?"
"All sensors are functional and concordant. We have 4 potential targets, and we have only 4 remaining shadow bombs and no laser cannons. If that is not a challenge enough, I can always shut down another engine."
"Very funny."
As Jaina spoke, she was watching data readouts appear beneath each of the symbols on the screen.
"Didn't I just say this is no time for jokes?"
"Who is joking?"